We continue our learning. We are in Menachos, Peraches, Mishneh Dalet. Shlosha Zeisim, there are three categories of olives. That means there are three times of year that we harvest the olives. Uvahen Shlosha Shlosha Shmanim. And each time, there are going to be three different categories, three different grades of oil. So says the Mishnah, Hazais HaRishon, the first Zeis, which means the ones that you harvest first, the first thing you do, the first grade, comes from of oil, comes from gathering the olives at the top of the tree. Those ripen first because the sun shines upon them. Maybe it means that we leave them on top of the tree until they ripen. That's a possibility of what the Mishnah means. But either way, that's the first grade. And then when you take them off, vikoseish, you pound them, vinosein leso chasal. Then you put them in a basket, a perforated basket, so that the oil now drips out from there and then into a vessel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sivivos Hasal. He says where you put the olives on the walls on the side of that basket so that the oil is able to drip down to the bottom of that basket, and in that way we have oil that is more refined. If you put the olives at the bottom of the basket, so it's going to be mixed up with the sediment that's there. We don't want that. We want them to, if you put them off to the side on by the walls, that way it's able to strain on the side, and any sediment that's there gets stuck on the side. And this way, it's going to be more, the oil will be more refined. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see his opinion will come up again. Then the Mishnah says Zerishon. So this is the first category. This is the first of the, well, I shouldn't say the first category. This is the first grade of oil in the first category, in the first harvest. Then the Mishnah says, Tan Bakorah. So then you have your oil that you put a beam upon. And that we already pounded the olives. And now you're pressing down the remaining oil. So the first, the Rishon, was the oil that dripped by itself from the olives. That's the most superior of all. Second is the oil that comes out now after we press it with this Korah, with the beam. And Rabbi Yehuda Ba'avanim, not with the Korah, but rather with this beam, with this wooden beam, but rather you use stones for this purpose. Zesheni. That's the second category of second grade of oil in this first category of the first harvest. Chazar v'tachan v'tan zeshlishi. Then afterwards, you grind again with a millstone. And then you press them with the beam again. And this is the third grade. That is that's shlishi. Harishon lamanora. So now the Mishnah tells us the first grade of olive oil that should be used for the menorah. This menorah need shemen zayis zach, and we assume what it means is that it's pure in the sense that this was done just through the pounding that first time around. Hazayis, and that is v'hasha'or, and the other two grades of this harvest is lamanachos, can be used for menachos, are perfectly fit because we don't have shemen zayis zach, doesn't have to be pure, and pure, as we said, is that first grade where it's just from pounding it and putting it in the basket. Then the Mishnah says Hazayis Hasheni, the second harvest. So you do the same thing. Megagaro Brosh Hagag, Vekosesh Lesoch Hasal. The only difference is that I'm not at the Rosh Hazayis again, but as I was before, but now I'm the Rosh Hagag. Why? Because I took care of the olives at the top of the tree. Now I'm at the olives that are on the same level as the roof. In fact, maybe I can actually stand on the roof and get to those olives. So that's the Zayis Hasheni, second category, or second, as we said, the second harvest, so to speak. So Mirgagar, those ripen a little bit later. Mirgagar Obrosh Hagag, so I pluck them off while on the roof, or maybe place them on the roof. Vikosish, you pound them. Vinosein Lesoch Hasal, and you put them in a basket as well. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sivvos Hasal, on the sides of the basket, as we said, so the sediment gets off to the side and doesn't get mixed up and cloudy with the rest of the oil. Zerishon, that is the first. Ta'an Makorah, then you use the beam and presses it with the beam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ba'avadim of stones, they're shading. That's the second grade of oil of this second harvest, meaning of the middle of the tree. Chazav etachad v'tah, and then you went again and you grinded it up, meaning you used a millstone v'tah, and then a beam again. Zeh shlishi, that's the third. Harisha la menorah, although this is not as superior as the, let's say, the first harvest, nonetheless, the top of the tree, nonetheless, we consider the Rishon is still a zach because it came from oil that was just, that you pounded the first time and put in the basket. So Rishon la menorah, v'hashar la menachos. And now Hazayis HaShlishi, the third harvest, so obviously it's not at the top of the tree, not in the middle of the tree, here is, but not by the roof, but Otno B'soch HaBayis, here he packs it up inside his house, Ad She'ilkeh U'ma'aleu U'menagvo B'rosh HaGad. Why am I taking them into the house? And the Baratunra says like this. He says, Ein misbashlim la'olam kol tzorken. If they're at the bottom of the tree, they don't really ripen completely at all on the tree. Shehein anafim shetachas agag. These are the branches that are below the roof. Shein chama magas b'hem. So the sun doesn't reach them. So what does he have to do? He takes otano, ma'atan shel zeitim. A ma'atan is just as a place to store them. So he put them in a little cavity in the ground, in the house, shehaguma shemanichim b'hazesim sheizapshusham. So that way, they slowly they're able to soften there, and that way they're going to be ready for pressing. And then the kosesh l'soch hasal. Okay, now it's time to pound them and put them in the basket. So it drips through the perforated basket. Rabbi Yehuda Omer sivos hasal on the side, as we said, ze rishon. That is the first of the third category, or rather for that first grade of oil of the third part of the harvest, where we're taking off the olives from the bottom of the tree. Ta'an bakora, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ba'avanim zesheni. Okay, then you put on the wooden beam and press them. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you use stones. That's the second grade of this third harvest. Chazar v'tachan v'tan zeshlishi. And then you went and used a mill and then v'tan, and then press them again with the beam zeshlishi. That's the third grade. Harishta la menorah once again. V'ashar la menachos, and the rest for menachos. Periches mishneh now tells me how we view these different categories, because each and every time you said the first grade is fine for the menorah, that shemen zayizach. Menachos don't need shemen zayizach, don't need pure oil, and therefore it's okay that they're pressed after they're pounded, they're pressed with the beam, that's okay for menachos, and certainly the third grade. So what's the difference then between the olives on the top of the tree, the middle tree, and the bottom of the tree? So the Mishnah here tells us that in fact we view the olives on the top of the tree to be the most superior of all. Harishon shebarishon ein lamala mimenu. The first of the first, that's the greatest, that is the most superior, there's nothing greater than that. Hasheni shebarishon, the second of the first category, the first harvest of the top of the tree, v'harishon shebasheni, and the top of the tree of the, so the, again, hasheni shebarishon, the second oil, that is where it's, you're in the second level, the second grade, where you need to use the beam. But that's the Rishon, but it's still the first category, meaning it's that which you harvest on the top of the tree. The Harishon Shabasheni. And the first, which means the first grade of oil of the second harvest, meaning it is the middle of the tree, but it's the first grade, Shavin, they are considered equal. Now, we have to be mindful of the fact that either way, menorah is only using Shemen Zayizach. That has to be of the first of harvest one, harvest two, of harvest three, of the top of the tree, middle of the tree, the bottom of the tree. But that doesn't mean that we consider that it is zach, but it doesn't mean that it's necessarily they're all of equal in terms of their quality. And that's what the Mishnah is here to teach us. The Sheni Shebarishon is equal to the Rishon Shebasheni. The second category, which needs the beam to press them. But that's from the top of the tree. That's equal to the first grade of oil, which is the one that was in the basket in the Sheni in the second harvest. There we go. And Hashlishi Shebarishon, and the third category, which needed the double vertical grinding, which we said, which is a third grade of the top of the top of the tree, Vahasheni Shavasheni. And the second category, the second grade in the middle of the tree, the second harvest, Vaharishan Shavashlishi, and the first grade of the last harvest of the bottom of the tree, Shavin, those are also all equal. Hashlishi Shavasheni, the third grade of oil in the second harvest, the middle of the tree, Vahasheni Shavashlishi, and the second grade of oil in the third, Bashlishi, in the which is the third harvest, are Shavin. So that's the third of the second and the second of the third. Hashlishi Shabashlishi, Eilamata Mimenu. The third of the third, which means the one that needed to be pressed double, and which is the third grade of the third harvest, which is the bottom of the tree, Eilamata Mimenu. There's nothing that is more inferior than that. Then the Mishnah says, Af HaManachos, Hayu Badinshi, Anu Shemen Zayizach. So we said several times, the menorah needs Shemen Zayizach. So it's true that the mincha also should really require pure olive oil, based on Hayu Badin, meaning based on a logical argument, which is a Kal Vachomer, as we'll see. What's the Kal Vachomer? We'll see that the Kal Vachomer obviously is rejected. But what's the Kal Vachomer? Ma'im ha-menorah she'en ala, sounds like Gemara here. Ma'im ha-menorah she'en ala achila tu'una shemen zayizach. If min the menorah, which is what? The menorah, which is just lit, it's not eaten at all. And yet you need to use pure olive oil. It's not even going to be eaten. HaManachos, Shein La'achil Menachos, which are soulless flour, B'lulav HaShem, and mixed together with oil to be eaten. Eino Din is not a Kaval Chomer. She'itanu Shemen Zayizach. They should have pure oil as well. It sounds like something that needs to, that's for achila purposes, certainly should have greater quality than something that's just there to illuminate. Tamalamar, that's why the Pasuk says when it comes to the menorah, Zach Kasis Lama'or. What does that mean? It has to be pure pressed Lama'or for lighting, for the light, for the menorah. That needs Zach. Velo Zach Kasis LaManachos, and Menachos do not need to be pure. So based on that drasha, dismisses the Kal Vachomer. Just to conclude with the beautiful remark of the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei HaMizbeach, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yeralf, the last halacha in Hilchos Yisurei HaMizbeach, he says the following. If it's true, ask it, it's a good question on the Mishnais. If it's true that all of these oils are kosher for Menachos, or the flowers, kosher for Menachos, b'di'evet, why they listed? Kidei leida yafe she'ein lemala hemenu, Vahashava Vahapokos, so you know what the highest, the most superior, and that which is equal, that which is a little less. Why is that so important? Sharotu Lazakos Atzmo, person who wants to merit, get proper merit. Yaakov Yitzro Hara, he should try to conquer his evil inclination. V'yarchiv yado, and literally expand his hand. V'yavi karbonam en ayafe, hamashubach bioser. You should try to bring from the best and the most superior quality. Shabo swamin, of that, what species, shayavi meni, whatever I'm bringing, if it's oil, if it's flour, etc. Hare nebar batorah, you know what the Torah says? V'hevel hevi gamhu mibicharos sano mechel vehen. We know that Hevel brought from the choicest of his tzon, of the sheep, of the wool. Vayisha Hashem el Hevel v'menachos. When Hashem turned towards Hevel, so we should do the same. V'hu adin v'chol levar shu l'shem ha'kel ha'tov, she'yem en anoya v'ha'tov. Whatever it's for Hashem who's good, we have to bring from the best. Im bana based tefillah, if I'm going to build a shul, yiyeh noyeh mi based yeshiva, so it should be something more beautiful than my home. Hechil ra'ev yachem en ha'tov, so you're giving food to someone who's hungry, you should give him from the best. The best and that which is the most sweet on your table. Kisa arom, if someone needs clothing, give him the best of your clothing. Hikdish davar, and if you're makdish something to the Beis Hamikdash, yakdish min hayav Hashem en chasav. V'chein hu omer, pasuk v'yikra perek gimel, the end of the pasuk says, kol chelev l'Hashem. Chelev means the choice, means the best of whatever we have, and that's That's what it said when it came to Hevel. We considered Chelev Chita. Chelev is, we assume, fat, literally, but it means from the best of all. Therefore, the Rambam says, that's why. A person should conquer his Yetzirah. We give you the different grades, so you can choose to do, to give the best quality, because if it's to Hashem, Hakel HaTov, then a person should give Yemin Hana'e V'HaTov.